Triplets.
Dropping up. Welcome. Chatty Bobby fans, Chad Arms fans, Chatty Bobcast fans. We are biggity back. Another episode of the Chatty Bobcast. Thanks to all the goddamn supporting and the supporters and the loving people that just love Chad Arms and what he brings to the table. Even if what he brings to the table is a whole bunch of fucking nothing for 30 minutes a week, I appreciate y'all, you know, just supporting that. I enjoy doing these. I wish that I would have done these years ago. But, Chad, you can't live in the past. That's why we're in the present. And you got to just look to the future. Is that a thing or saying? Probably not. It's a remedial way of saying I love everybody, you know? I mean, oh, God. I don't know. I forgot the number of this episode. It'll be in the title, so there's no need of me saying it. Because... it's already very, very hot. Now, this is coming out on a Wednesday night. But I'm recording this on a Wednesday morning. Now, I tried to record one yesterday, and I kept having issues with my app. So, we got that fixed. I had to do an update on my iPhone. You know how iPhone is. They don't want you doing shit unless you get the up-to-date version. So, I digress. It doesn't matter how unprofessional you are. If you say, I digress, it automatically levels you up in professionality. That's not a word. Professionality? I don't think that's a word at all, Chad. I think you just freestyle made that up just now and tried to pass it off to the people as a normal word when in fact it's not. So, you're busted. I want to say thanks to everybody that came out or that came on to the live stream the other night with the Triple Flix Mafia. And, had our homeboy on there, Jonathan Ivey. It was a very fun live stream. It turned out really well. It was Ivy's first go at the Google Hangouts, and he did really good, man. It turned out good, so we'll feature him on future live streams here and there. You know, that's the extended family. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then go to the YouTube.com website or the app. The YouTube app and search Triple Flix Mafia and subscribe to us because we're pretty fun people, man. We love horror movies, and that's pretty much what the channel's about. We're big horror movie collectors, and that's just what we love to do. And if you don't like that, that's fine, but sub anyways, you know what I mean? And in that episode we talked about just a lot of randomness. But Ivy stated that when he was a child, we were talking about Merman. We got onto the discussion about Little Mermaid having a black actress in it, which I can understand why it's different to people, but to me, it's fine with me. It doesn't matter to me. Well, then I think Chance, our buddy Chance, put hashtag Merman. Talking about doing they need to do a male version. You know, of Little Mermaid, and it'd be Merman. Well, then we got onto the discussion of Masters of the Universe, which I didn't watch as a kid, but I think Ivy and Tony did, and maybe Jordan, I can't remember. They were talking about the figures. Well, Ivy stated that he had a bootleg Merman because he grew up in the hood. So that's the name of this episode, hashtag bootleg Merman. Because, I mean, whenever else in life am I going to get the chance to say that? So that's the name of this episode. Hashtag bootleg Merman. So, I didn't have bootleg toys. I did have some Buddy brand ass shoes, though. I had the Buddy brand Reebok pumps. Powder just shot out of them whenever you pumped them up. It was the Franklin version, I want to say. And then in baseball, not that it mattered because I couldn't hit sand if I fell off of a fucking camel when it come to baseball. I was a great first baseman, but I could not hit to save my... I probably had a career batting average of 125. Maybe. But I know a couple of seasons, I didn't even get cleats. I had Franklin tennis shoes as my cleats. So, get on my level. You hear what I'm saying? I had Rawlings cleats. I know that I had Rawlings cleats. Franklin cleats. Eventually, it got to the point where I got Nikes. But there for a while, when I was a youngster, I didn't get name brand. And I think that made me who I am today. You know, I think that sculpted me to realize that it's not all about the name. It's not about materialistic things, you know. Let's go, people. We're at a four-way. I clearly got here before you, but just to spare any kind of potential wreck, just go. Just go. You know, hashtag bootleg merman, motherfuckers. So yeah, we're on the way to work, obviously. I mean, that's just what we do. It's just easier to do it this way. You know, they've got the new cell phone law where you're not allowed to touch your phone at all. You can eat a triple Baconator while you're driving. And you can change your CDs in and out. I don't think people still have CD players, but if you're driving a car like mine from 2012 when CD players were still a thing, you can fumble around with your CDs. You could probably masturbate while you're driving and it's fine. But God forbid you put your finger anywhere near your phone. You can eat a triple baconator while you're beating your meat, but you can't tap your phone at all. So which it's fine for me on these because I just talk, so I don't have to touch my phone. But I just think that's funny that they're being so strict about the phone, but you can do all kinds of other shit. But don't look at your phone. You could probably read the Bible while you're driving. The book version, not your phone, not a digital version. You could read the King James Bible while you're driving and not get pulled over. But heaven forbid you change one of your songs on your Apple Music. Whatever we got to do to keep people from driving like a fucking asshole. I mean, because that's not going to ever stop. You could make every rule in the book. There's speed limits and have been for years, and motherfuckers don't listen. Speed limit, 70 miles an hour. Let's go 162. And then get pulled over and wonder why we're getting pulled over. I have an obsession. I've always been a fan of the show Live PD, right? Well, now I've become obsessed with it. I watch it on YouTube nightly. I watch it on the A&E app. And just the amount. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm not the biggest fan of policemen, and I say that meaning there's a lot of great people out there that are policemen. There's a lot of shady people out there that are policemen, right? But nobody's a fan of them. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? That noise? My radio just turned on AM radio when I said I wasn't a big fan of policemen. So that was terrifying. So let's just turn that radio completely off. Let's just turn the power off. That, I don't know what just happened. I think that was white noise coming to get me. But Live PD is one of my favorite things to watch because I get such enjoyment out of people, not people that are, I'm talking about I get enjoyment out of people that are clearly in the wrong and refuse to admit that. They pull somebody over. It blows my mind to see how many people are being pulled over in the United States of America that don't have their driver's license, that don't have a driver's license plate. They don't have insurance. They don't have registration. They don't have anything. They pull people over all the time, and none of them ever have their license with them. None of them have a fucking driver's, they don't have license plates. I don't understand. It's one thing if it's that, right? But you're driving around with drugs in the car, and you don't have a license plate. Like, and then they pull you over, and then you want to, like, say you don't have anything in the car, you don't have anything on you, and they clearly are going to search it and find it. It just blows my mind to see people just refuse to believe or refuse to admit any wrongdoing that they've done. There's a lot of people out there that get pulled over for the, like, unjustly, right? And I totally understand that. But God forbid, man. I mean, it blows me away. People get pulled up, they get pulled over, and they don't have any kind of registration. They don't have anything. I'm just like, what are you doing? How are you out there living that kind of lifestyle where you get into a vehicle and drive it and there's no fucking license plate on it? I just, man. But, I mean, it makes for good television. You know what I mean? It definitely makes for good television. A&E's got that show, then they've got, what else they got? They got Live PD, they got Live PD, they got two or three different spinoffs of that show. They got Live Rescue, which that's terrifying to watch, this, like, paramedics going and, like, saving people's lives. They've got, that's really all I watch is Live PD, though. I'm not watching Netflix, or Hulu, or YouTube, or horror movies. I'm watching Live PD. It's just a guilty pleasure, I mean. Some of those cops on there are douchebags, though. You know, and sometimes they... And, of course, on the Live PD, you got to think, too, they're being filmed, and they're knowingly being filmed. So they're going to act... They're going to act away because they're being filmed. You know what I'm saying? I know that there's cops... And sometimes there's people that are claiming cops are fucking with them on there, and they're clearly not. They're in the wrong, but... There's good and bad in everywhere. Everywhere you go. Every job, there's good and bad. But long fucking story short, Live PD is amazing. Please don't hit me, 18-wheeler. Oh, my God. Terrifying. But it's Wednesday. It's hump day, man. You know, let's try to get over this hump. You know what I mean? 4th of July is over with. You see, I've seen so many Facebook videos this year of people hitting their head, getting hit with fucking Roman candles. People will do anything for social media, like notoriety. I saw somebody letting people aim Roman candles at them and shoot Roman candles at them for Facebook likes. What the fuck is wrong with people? No wonder they ban fireworks in a lot of states. Go around me, people. Y'all just can't wait to get around me. Fart muffler. You got a fart muffler. I've got on my stunner shades right now, so you can't tell me a damn thing, dude. They're blocking out these UV rays. You can't tell me nothing, dude. You can't tell me a fucking thing right now. I got on my fucking Geek Squad stunner shades. So, I mean, what are you going to tell me that I'll listen to? Nothing. You can't tell me anything when I have these sunglasses on. I can't even see you. Because you're a hater. Hater blockers, you know what I'm saying? I got to make sure I don't speed down this hill because I've gotten one speeding ticket in my life and it was going down this ridge here. It was a copper just sitting at the bottom towards the end of the month and he was just clocking them. He got me, he said I was going 64 and a 55, which was not true at all. But that's what he said, so it's right. It's definitely right. Sons of Anarchy behind me. But he pulled me over, wrote me a ticket in less than 3 minutes. And then he whipped back around and sat right at the bottom of that hill. He probably got 20 people that day. So now, every time I go down that ridge, I put my brakes on purposely. Because I'll be damned if you get me again. Shoot to the shoot. Tax-free weekend is coming up at Best Buy, where you get tax-free on your computers up to $1,500. The computer can be up to $1,500. And before y'all fucking ask, no, you don't get tax-free on TVs or anything else, motherfuckers. It's on computers and computer bags. That's pretty much it. Don't come in asking. And like, maybe, I think iPads and shit, maybe. It ain't off on phones, TVs, cell phone accessories, appliances. Fuck off. No, it's not on any of that shit. So I'm gonna need everybody to just calm your jets. It's Black Friday in July. I mean, it's... And I work customer service, and it's insanity for 3 days. You walk over to the other side of the store that's not the computer or customer service or Geek Squad department, it's like there's nobody there. It's a ghost town. That's what's so funny about it. But we're going to get through it, baby. We do every year. We do every year. We're only 4 months away, a little over 4 months away from Thanksgiving. This year has flown the fuck by, man. It has. My arm's going to sleep. I have a belly button. Let's just say random facts about ourselves, Chef. 30 packets of ketchup. The sun is out today. I mean, it says already, it is 8:38 in the morning, and it says it's 88 degrees already. At 8:38 in the morning, it's 88. A lot of eights. I'm worried about what August is going to be. But why are you worried, Chad? What are you going to do about it? Nothing. You have a car that's got air conditioner. You have a home that's got air conditioning. And you work in an establishment that has air conditioning. Why the fuck are you bitching for? My thoughts and prayers with anybody that works outside or in areas that aren't air conditioned. Because fuck that. I have to have a ceiling fan on 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. My ceiling fan never comes off. It never gets shut off, ever. Never, not once. The only time my ceiling fan gets shut off is if the power goes out. I'm not about that life. I'm not about that life where there's not fans. It's not, I'm not gonna do it. You can't make me do it. Mother Nature is the only one that can stop me from doing that. If she knocks the power out, then I have to abide by her laws for a few minutes to a few hours. But other than that, you ain't gonna you ain't gonna fucking make me turn my fan off. Because I will fight for my right. I love how when people are going slow as fuck in the passing lane, as soon as you turn your blinker on to get over, that's when they speed up. Now all of a sudden they're in a hurry because they see you're trying to come over. So instead of just staying their fucking slow asses back there, they want to speed up because you got your blinker on. And heaven forbid somebody get in front of them. That's when you just fucking get over. That's what I just did. You're going to have to fucking get over it, Chevy Silverado. Just because your truck is 8 foot tall does not mean you can tell me what to do. I will not turn my ceiling fan off. Hashtag bootleg merman, okay? I'm sure you probably had the name brand Masters of the Universe toys. And you had the Ken Griffey Jr. shoes and all that when you were little. Congratulations. You're still stuck behind me. So where did that get you in life? Right here with me. Just goes to show, guys and gals, it doesn't matter what brand your shoes are. You know what I'm saying? We're all the same. You can have the most expensive shoes in the world. You ain't no better than me because I had Franklins, okay? You're not. You ain't no better. Oh, man. Chad, I'm going to need you to just lay it back a little bit. I mean, you need to just chill out, bud. You're getting a little bit too comfortable with this. B.F. Myers. I didn't even know they still had a furniture store. I did not know B.F. Myers still existed. There's a billboard for it. Now, that billboard could be 6 years old. I don't know, but I haven't heard or seen the first inkling of a B.F. Myers anything in years. So, shout out to B.F. Myers for staying alive. Fun fact, Chad Arms has not had a drop of alcohol since November. Not a drop. I haven't drank any alcohol in almost a year. That's the thing with me, man. Like, I'll go through spurts where I would drink on... I would always just drink on the weekends if I drank at all. I've never been a big drinker. I mean, I like alcohol, but I've always been the kind of person that can take it or leave it. If somebody told me today, Chad, you're never allowed to drink again, I wouldn't lose a wink of sleep. You know, I said that because I was passing the liquor store. However, I do want to try that Crown Peach. Crown's my favorite drink. I'm not a beer guy. Never been a big beer guy. Don't like the taste of beer. People try to tell me, you'll develop a taste for it. No, the fuck I won't. Don't tell me what to do. I've tried. Closest thing to a beer that I'll drink is an Angry Orchard, and I don't even think that counts. But I love me some Crown. And, God, why did I choose to go this way? Wanna be rebel, didn't have a clue. Why they got this ramp situation? Oh my God. Okay, well. But yeah, that Crown Royal Peach looks amazing. I'm a fan of peach flavored anything. And I've been a big fan. I'm a big fan of the Crown Apple. Crown Vanilla's good. The regular Crown. Not a fan of the Crown Honey. I think they already discontinued that. Or the Crown Maple. Or that says it's too sweet. That Crown Peach though. See, my thing with Crown, the Crown Peach though, I want to try it, but they don't have it in the little bottles. You got to get a fucking $40 bottle of Crown to just try that shit. I'm not fixing to do that. Hashtag bootleg merman, dude. I mean, don't fucking backtalk me. I don't even know how long we've been talking for. Too long. Too long, too long. Too long, too long. I can't see anything. I'm not allowed to look at my phone, and even if I did, I got these fucking hater blockers on, and I can't see shit if I wanted to see it. Shoo to the shoo. Alrighty. Thank you for letting me in. You hear me knocking? Let me in then, baby. Let your boy in. Okay, cut me off there, Ford. What the fuck you ever think you was? What? Fuck out of my way. Just get the fuck out of my way. Ain't nobody got no time. God, that was so proper. Ain't nobody got no time. Anybody got time for that? Woo, anybody got time for that? Ear-rip. Anybody got time for that? Time for that? Got a little remix going. Oh, man. I need everybody to chill the fuck out. Okay. I love the shit out of every one of y'all. Okay. This is going to actually be a shorter episode tonight. We're about 4 or 5 minutes shorter than we normally are. But, you know, I think I've proven my point today. I hope that everybody enjoys this episode. I hope that everybody does whatever they're supposed to do in life and has fun with it. If you're having a bad day, hopefully this made it better. And just know that no matter what people tell you, they cannot take your ceiling fan from you. Well, they can, but don't back down. Hashtag bootleg merman. Shout out to all the people that didn't have name brand stuff growing up. I love you no matter what you got on. I don't care if it's Walmart or if it's Gucci. I love you the same way. If you're a good person, I don't give a fuck what you got on. This has been Chatty Arms. My name's Chad. You know what? I thought I was going to end the podcast. But no, stop, Chad. You didn't get enough off your chest. So this part of the podcast, I don't know how long it's going to be. You're going to find out if you're watching this. I'm off work now. So the first 25 minutes was just your boy on the way in. Now we're on the way out. And today was, it wasn't that bad, honestly. It's just hotter than a fucking whore in church. I mean, again, Chad, you're complaining and you're working inside. I get it. It's just, I mean, hashtag bootleg merman, but thank God for fans. Even though I work in Best Buy and they say it's air conditioning in there, they got me fooled. I can't fucking tell. I'm also a big dude, so I mean, if the air ain't on 66, then I don't know what's going on. I think the heat's on. So, what are you doing? People are just out in the middle of the road with no blinker on. I don't understand them. You know what I mean? But bless them all. They all have a right to be in America. They just don't need to have a driver's license. It's just hot, but it's fine now. We're off work. People just don't give a shit about nobody else. We all know that. We all know that people don't care about nobody. Not all people. Most people don't care about anybody but themselves. And it's very evident when they're out in public, especially in retail. Whenever you're out amongst the masses and it's your time to shine and your time to prove to people if you're one of the people that are good or one of the people that are shitheads. Most of the time, people prove they're shitheads. I mean, I see it on a daily basis. You know, there's times where I'm not in the best of moods, but I don't take it out on everybody else. I'm still nice and cordial to everybody else around me. Some people just don't care. If you knew how many times I said hello to people and have a good day to people and they just didn't acknowledge my existence, if it was a drinking game, I'd be a fucking alcoholic in an hour. I'd be drunker than Cooter Brown in an hour. I don't know who the fuck Cooter Brown is. Apparently, he's a southerner that's fucking can drink with like no other. Because people say they're drunker than Cooter Brown, and nobody can fucking tell me who Cooter Brown is. So, I have no clue who he is. I just blindly say the saying like everybody else does, but I don't have the first inkling who the fuck Cooter Brown is. I just know he's a drunk motherfucker. That's all I know. You're not getting... Really? Really? You pull all the way out in front of me, and then you stop like I have a choice in the matter. You've already deboed your way in front of me, so just keep going. Don't pull 68% out in front of me and then just wait like I have a choice to move around you. Where am I going to go? But Cooter Brown, I mean, who is he? Who the fuck is he? Was he a cowboy or something? Who is he? Does he even exist? Is he a fictional character? Does he have some kind of historical merit? I don't know who he is. I just know in the South, people say they're drunker than Cooter Brown. And nobody can tell me who the fuck Cooter Brown was. They just all say, oh, well, he was somebody that drank a lot. How do you know that? How did he become so popular? How did he become the staple of getting fucked up in the South? Nobody can tell me. Trunker and Cooter Brown, dude, you know? I don't get it. I do love y'all, though. I mean, even though some of y'all can be shitheads most of the time, I still have love for y'all. You just need to do better. You just need to try harder, and you need to calm the fuck down. That's what you need to do. I say that as I'm ranting about somebody pulling out in front of me. But, I mean, it is what it is. We're in that time of day where you get stuck in the traffic light. What I like to call it, the traffic light purgatory, where you got two traffic lights and one's green and the next one's red. But if you go through the green one, you're stuck in the middle because the other one's red and people are honking at you and they hate your life and your guts and your family members and they cuss you out and flick you off. So I just stand back, because if you don't go through the green light, you get cussed by the dumbasses behind you that don't know what's going on. So it's a catch 22, you know? With all that said, I don't give a fuck. I went through it and just blocked traffic. So luckily it turned, somebody in front of me moved out the way. That person that cut me off is a gold Chrysler 300 that ain't got no door handles on the driver's side. I think y'all need to get your door handles. I mean, get a door handle. You're missing a whole ass door handle on that left side. Like, how do you get in it? I don't get it. But who am I, man? You know, I'm nobody. Who am I? Petey Paw, motherfucker. North Carolina, come on and raise up. Take your shirt off, twist it around your head, spin it like a helicopter, North Carolina. Petey Pablo, hashtag what happened to him? Drugs, I'm sure happened to him. I think he got on something. Maybe he didn't, I don't know what he did. He had that song and he had Freak a Leak, and that's about all he had. But I mean, Petey Pablo's North Carolina stand-up anthem, I'm sure they still play that at, like, basketball games in the Carolina. That was an anthem for years. I'll tell you what happened to Petey Pablo. He signed a Death Row record deal. That's what happened to Petey Pablo. I remember that. I remember he signed a deal with Death Row Records, and nobody ever heard from him again. Don't pull out in front of me, Mustang. Wait your turn. I waited mine. You got to wait yours. That's how this goes. That's how we do stuff in America as grown-up adults. You wait your fucking turn. You remember kindergarten? You got kids that's been in kindergarten? What do they teach them? Sharing. They teach them, you know, play well with others. Wait your turn. Wait your turn. I'm sure they teach them. And here it is, fucking... You're a grown-ass adult, and you don't know. You don't listen to the values that you teach your five-year-old. Hypocrites. You know what I'm saying? I fucking love y'all, though. Hope everybody's having just the best day that they could ever have in their life. Or best night or evening. If you're having a terrible one, hope this made it better. People are just idiots, brother. What do you want me to do about it? Ain't nothing I can do. I can make fun of them like this on podcasts and shit, but I can't change the world. I think my wisdom teeth are coming in. Side note. So, I could be wrong though. I probably should have had my wisdom teeth taken out years ago, but I just don't want to do that surgery. I just don't want to do it, man. Plus, I don't want to lose what wisdom I got left by getting those teeth pulled out. Because, I mean, they're called wisdom teeth. They got to make you smart, do they not? Otherwise, why the fuck do we call them wisdom teeth? Why don't we just call them fucking teeth? They're called wisdom teeth, I guess, because they make you smart. They're supposed to. I mean, what? Because the people that get the wisdom teeth pulled act like a fucking idiot after they come out of surgery because all the drugs they're on. They say it's because of the drugs. I think it's because they got their wisdom teeth pulled out. And it's just their body's way of going into shock because it got all that wisdom pulled out of their face. And now they're just fucking idiots. And they got to adapt. You can blame the drugs all you want. I think I'm onto something. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm not. Who fucking knows? I'm probably not. I could be. I'm not. But yeah, the world's a crazy place, man, and we're just floating around here for a little while, and then we go on to the next, I guess, if there is another dimension or lifetime or whatever, maybe we all come back as like hash browns or something. Or maybe we don't come back. That's just it. You just take a nap and you never wake up from it. It's just the longest. It's just, I mean, who knows what it means? We don't know. You've heard people that said that they've died and came back to life, which I'm sure that's true. I mean, that's just got to be the most enlightening thing ever. If you see the other side, but you don't stay over there, and then they pull you back into this one. I can't imagine what that's, I mean, imagine trying to process that. I'm getting anxiety just thinking about that. So, we're not going to talk about it no more. Flat out, baby. Shout out to the Waffle House. I'm sitting here at the light, and the Waffle House is right next to me. And shout out to the waitresses and the cooks at Waffle House. Y'all got to have a special kind of patience to be there, to work there, and I applaud the shit out of you for it. I love Waffle House. I haven't met an asshole that worked at the Waffle House. It's there when I go there. They're all very nice. Very nice people. So, I just ran the fucking shit fuck. Well, the person behind me ran it too. They're in a Mini Cooper though, so I guess they feel like they don't have to abide by the rules. But if I get pulled over, I'll just raise my hand and tell on the person behind me. Stop snitching. I wouldn't snitch. It's going to storm again. I see Mother Nature. What are you doing? These people are trying to fucking just... Dude fucking missed his turn, and he's holding up the entire rest of traffic to get over, to get on the interstate, because his dumbass missed the turn. Instead of going down to the next light and turning around like a fucking normal person would do, he's holding up the rest of traffic because he fucked up. So he's making everybody else's life miserable. That's what I'm saying. That kind of person, Bill Burr, has had multiple bits about it. That kind of person is a person that never should have been created. That kind of person right there, somebody that does stuff like that, they should have never been created. Just, whatever. Oh, man. So, this is probably going to be the longest episode I've done, but it's fine. I kind of like doing this. It's funner to do longer episodes. Maybe it's not. Fart muffler. God. Well, that's not a fart. I guess, I mean, it's a Harley, so whatever that means. Hashtag Sons of Anarchy. Every time I see somebody on a motorcycle, I think of Sons of Anarchy. So I just immediately associate it with Sons of Anarchy. Because I'm an idiot. And I still have my wisdom teeth, and I ain't got no sense. So imagine if I get mine pulled out of my head, what's going to happen? Just complete debacle. Daily debauchery. Debauchery is not a word, Chad. It is today. Listen here. I'm going to need y'all to just love me. Love me for who I am, and just, that's it. No other questions. Just love me. Because I love you. None of us are perfect. We all are fucked up in some way. We look fucked up. Our heads are fucked up. Our emotions, we're all fucked up in our own way. Okay? We just got to take each other at our fucked upness and just accept it and love each other for it. Unless you're like a child molester, rapist, or killer or something. I mean, you can't be forgiven for that, at least by me. You have to talk to God about that one. I'm not that wholesome. But, I just want everybody to be nice. Just be nice to each other. Be kind to each other. Love each other. I want to be a better place. Okay? I'm getting off here for good this time. We're sitting at like 40 minutes or something close to it, maybe. This has been episode 18, man. The Chatty Bobcast. Hashtag Bootleg Merman. Shout out to the boy Ivy. Shout out to the Viz. Shout out to Friday the 14th. Shout out to Chance Richardson for saying Merman that spawned this whole thing. Shout out to Slasher Junkie. Triple Flicks motherfucking Mafia, bitch.